Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you. You're welcome. How are you? Yes, praise God. Give another big hand clap to Juliana and team. Yes, that was good. Thank you very much. Okay. It's good to see you here. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't go to Namgongo. Matters Day, as it is called. All right. And there's some of you I didn't expect here because I thought the traffic that side would be so bad. Okay. Yeah, but it's good to see you here. Amen. Glory be to God. In the week, I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, like in the starting from the late afternoon, I was somewhere, and I began to think about something the Lord had told me to do that week, and I had done it. Okay, and then I began to think, because it wasn't a simple thing, to do it. But somehow I knew it was of the Lord and it had to be done. All right, so after I'd done it, you know, later in the day, I was somewhere and I began to think. You all know, let's read that scripture. Revelation chapter 3:21. It is talking about the overcomers, okay, who will sit with Jesus on his throne. It says, to him who overcomes, this is Jesus speaking, it says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. All right? So, like most of us in LAT, we want to sit. Most of you, because we have talked about this thing of the heavenly rewards over the years. Of course, most of you are new, but anyway, we talk about this thing almost every Sunday in LAT. Okay? Heavenly rewards, which includes sitting with Jesus on his throne, meaning that you will reign with him someday. Some Christians won't reign with him. All right? But there are some Christians who will overcome some things. Okay? And because of that, they will be rewarded with the honor of sitting with Jesus on his throne. And then Jesus says that I also overcame some things. That is why I was made to sit with my Father on his throne. All right? So, if Jesus had to overcome to sit on a throne, he's telling us that you also, okay, we also have to overcome some things. Glory be to God. Okay, so anyway, I was thinking about this and I was, you know, after when I thought about what I'd done, you know, and the repercussions, the consequences, the possible repercussions, you know, the possible consequences. I began to think that, wait a minute, okay? These are the things, LAT, you know, we are craving for, heavenly rewards, all right? To sit with Jesus on his throne, okay? And when we say all those things, God hears us, okay? When we express our desire, okay, whether sincere or insincere, for the crown, for the thrones, he hears us, okay? And then he's like, okay, now if you really want it, okay, I'm going to give you work that will qualify you for that honor. Glory be to God. Okay? You see, God hears us. Okay? Let me comfort you. Every prayer you make, okay, whether bad prayer, evil prayer, whatever, he hears you. Okay? He hears even the thoughts of your hearts. He knows your desires. Okay? And for most of us, for most of you, he takes you seriously. Okay? And then he's like, you are the one, you are the kind of fellows. Well, I don't know if he says fellows, but you understand. Eh? You're the people who have always wanted. I have work to do. Okay? And you who wants that throne, you're the one I want. Okay? So, you know, it occurred to me that I think sometimes we ask for things, we cry for things, thrones, and somehow I think we really don't know what we are talking about. We really don't know what we are talking about. But God is gracious. Sooner or later, he will let you know, okay, what you're what? Talking about, what you want, and then he will let you know the price it takes. You see, I was telling someone that I don't think these thrones or sitting on this throne, okay, will get it by simply being a regular church Sunday, you know, attendee. Okay? I don't know. Haven't looked at what qualifies us, you know. Haven't looked at God's what? Requirements, you know. But I can attempt to come up with it in the Bible if I decide to do cover to cover. I can decide to look for what will qualify us. Okay? I don't think it is just what? Playing the guitar every Sunday. That is part of it, but I don't think it's the only thing. You understand? You see, now, most of us have read The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. All right? One of the people he saw there, seated on the throne, okay, very close to the Lord, is Paul. You know that. Now, a question occurred to me Wednesday, late afternoon. A question occurred to me that do you really think you qualify to sit together with Paul by just attending Sunday service? Look, you have read that the new like Acts of the Apostles, okay? The things Paul went through, the sacrifices, the things he suffered, okay? And do you really think, okay, from the, when you look at yourself, what sacrifices have you made for the Lord? What hard things has he told you to do and you have, chickened out? Do you understand? And then you want a throne to sit with Paul. I mean, that is it would be an insult to Paul. Paul is there, then they bring some guy. He said, this is going to be your neighbor. Paul, that would be an insult. Do you think so? You don't have to think so, of course. All right? But, in my opinion, it would be an insult to Paul. Paul would be like, now, what did I suffer for if this guy is, Then you sit, with him, okay? So he thinks, you have a great CV, okay? So he asks you, it's a man, so what's your story? My story, the book of Acts. So what is your story? Like there's some guy, Prophet Paul, Jazer. Yeah, but a few years ago, when he came to know me, he really thought I had a list of what? Great revelations, heavenly experience, out of body, So he told me that, man, I want to get a day with you, and you tell me your experience. I looked at the guy and said, man, I'm going to give him a response, and you'll be very disappointed. He thought that I'm like him, you know, out of body, vision, with Jesus appeared, you know. Jesus had never appeared to me. Well, he appeared to me once, but in a dream, but it was a car. You could really see he didn't want me to see him. I'm telling the truth, eh? You know, eh? In 2:14, eh? You know, eh? You know. Okay, so Paul thought that what? I also have those things. Out of body, what dreams with angels? I have none. Okay? Anyway, so, you see, they get you to sit next to Paul. So Paul say, you know me, eh? I suffered this, I made this sacrifice. So for you, what's your story? And then you tell, what? I mean, for me, I've just been brought to sit here. Paul will be, what? Jesus, what, is it fair? You know, this is an insult. Eh? Why did I suffer? Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? Okay? Critically think about this thing. If you really want to sit, on Jesus' throne, together with him, do you really think it is that easy? You have to do something. You have to do some work. You have to obey the Lord. Okay? Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans 10, 9, you all know it. You use it when you want people to get born again. You tell them that if you confess the Lord Jesus, you get saved. All right? But this is something they didn't tell you when they were telling you, this verse. Okay? It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Okay? Just stop there. You confess what? With your mouth, what? The Lord Jesus. Or if you confess, if you acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus. Not the Godship or whatever, but Lordship. Lordship means exactly that. Okay? The best way I can help you to understand what Lord means is to remind you of your landlord. You understand? You're what? Landlord. You know, Okay? Lord, if you confess, now, most of us, we got saved. We accepted that Jesus died for our sins. Alright? But we didn't really make him Lord. Lord means master. You understand? It means master. It means, you don't have life plans. You understand? You don't have any life plans apart from the ones which the master gives you. It means you don't have anything you can do other than what the master tells you to do. There's a Lord, a master, and there's a slave. You're a slave. Now, this is not what we are told. I get thinking that if we are preaching to people and we tell them this thing that, man, now, you have to make Jesus Lord. I wonder how many people will get saved. Maybe that's why those who know what this scripture means, probably that's why they leave it out. He died for you. Just accept him as your savior. Even when we tell them Lord, we really don't know what we mean by Lord. We just think it's God. Yes, it's God, but it's also Lord. You understand? I wonder how many people would get saved if you tell them now. To become a Molokole, to become born again, it means that henceforth, all right, you're not going to do what you want to do. Okay? You're not going to do what you want to do. And some things, this man, you are making your master. Okay? You remember, he's coming into your life. And there's some things he's going to kick out of your life. He's going to tell you now, dear slave, I don't like that. Okay? Okay? That guy you're dating is an idiot. You know, I don't want, I love him. Okay? But I don't want your dateship, courtship, whatever you call it. Okay? You know, if we told people what Lord means, and you really first say, before you, after you've done the cross, you know, he died for you, the blood, then now you're like, now let me give you a 5 minute thing on what Lord means. I really wonder how many people would get saved. You know, they tell you, and you know, and you see, you're making him your Lord, your master. You don't own, like Americans say, you don't own nothing. Okay, you don't own anything. Okay? So, henceforth, your money is not your money. Teddy, would you have gotten saved? Your money is not your money. Okay? You women who want to compete and over, to pursue and overtake the men. You know, you want to, these men, pursue and overtake. Where, you know, we have to make this male thing, you know, the species, where, you know, And then he tells you that that's not my kingdom. I've never called any woman, you know, to compete with anybody, including men. So that masters you want to get, so that you can, whatever the men, you know, if I'm to be your Lord, you have to first throw out those things. How many people would get saved? But anyway, okay, the good or the bad news for you, okay, right now is that that is what you signed up for. Okay? And praise God, you have gotten to know it so that you can quickly style up. Especially if you want what? To sit with him on his throne. Just like he also overcame and sat down with the Father on his throne. Are you listening to me? Really, these things are serious. Now, no wonder, okay, when you read the final quest, it says there are few seated, okay, on these thrones. There are few. And the multitudes, they're all born again. All right? But few are seated on thrones. But it's all the rest of Kayola, they are just there. Why? Because very few Christians, okay? Very few, I'm telling you the truth, and then you know it. You understand? You know it from your sister, you know it from your brother, okay? I don't want you to say that you know it from yourself, all right? You know it from your neighbor. Andrew, who knows it from Albert. Very few Christians really are what? Have Jesus as Lord, as Master. Okay? A Lord is supposed to be obeyed, not to negotiate, you know. Okay? Of course, you can say, but, But you just don't say that one, no? Give me something else. Those things you tell your husband, no. These men who are what? Want to pursue and overtake. Yeah, you're my husband, but no, I'm not doing that. Why, you know? I was told that I heard on news that this guy is it Harry? The royal prince and the chick. In the chick, in the vows, apparently that thing of I'll obey you what wasn't there. Okay? These days I listen to news a bit because I don't want God to tell me to go back and read that history. Okay? So now as I'm reading history, I'm also doing my best to keep up to date with current affairs. So that current affairs now, man, God doesn't allow me 4 years from now and tell me now, go and buy the other book. You don't know that history. Right, so anyway, in their vows, that bit apparently wasn't there. Okay? But you get the point. And so after I done that work, okay, that's when it occurred to me that, wait a minute, we don't know what we are talking about. We don't know what we want. We don't know. This thing, we just what, preach, what, make noise, thrones, heavenly, you know, to reign. We don't know. Of course, some of you know, but me and some, I can't be alone. Who doesn't know? I must be with what? And I must be part of the majority. Okay? Who don't know, what is the price? Okay? There is a price for everything. I hope you know that. There is a price for everything. You can't be unfaithful, you know, and you think. I mean, it will be an insult to Paul. Never could have told them, to sit with him. Even just to sit, you know, be. Say, which guy is that, you know? As I can't feel him. You know, when Paul can't feel you, you know, he's like, but my guy, be want a dog to learn a boy. See my feeling. Honestly, glory be to God. And so, as I was thinking about that thing, so I began to think about your man, that thing of dying to self. All right? Then I was like, maybe on a Sunday. You remember this is Wednesday? So Sunday, I'm like, okay, maybe I think I'll tell you, you know, the church, basically about the cross, how we have to die to self, the cross, you know, Okay? So I'm there thinking. Then on Thursday, you know, I didn't come for prayers, but I decided to be somewhere between 5:30 and 7:30. Because I told Joan that you begin to pray, you first talk, then you worship, then you begin to pray at 5:45, and you stop at 7:30. So I also began at 5:45, where I was, until 7:30. Anyway, while I was there, you know, it occurred to me that, wait a minute, Sunday is Matters Day. And I was like, I had never seen myself talking about matters on Matters Day, because I don't believe in so many of these Catholic things. I go slow on those guys because I know them. All right? I was in a primary school, a Catholic school, secondary, senior. I know, you know, there was a guy, man, who what? You stand up. You always regret why what? You stand up. That guy. Stand. Okay, that guy. I was cutting mass in senior two. Remember? I was in SMAC. So senior ones had to go to chapel for mass Monday evening. Senior twos, Tuesday evening. Senior three, you know, Then senior fives and senior sixes would go on Friday evening. Then on Sunday morning, we all go, the whole school. So anyway, senior two, I cut mass. Like most boys used to do. You find the way, you know. So that guy was in senior five, I think, at that time. So he was a minister of religious affairs. Now, minister of religious affairs, you have to be... You remember, this is a school owned by Brothers of Christian Instruction. But most of them are thugs. But I'm telling the truth. Brothers of what? Christian Instruction. So now, for them to make you minister of... You have to be in good books with the priest. Father Sechimpi and Father Bahu, you know. Okay, you know, And now, that guy was what? The HM must love you. You must be a very nice guy. Okay? You know? And so he was. So now, one of his job descriptions was to, you know, grab guys who are cutting mass. And so I remember he got me, man. And just in your tour, you know, why are you doing it? Then I told him, they said, give me your name. You know? So that's another. Some other day, he can what? Come and take me for punishment. And now, sometimes when they would get you, you know, like all your schools. Eh? And for SMAC, sometimes they would hand you over to a guy who was the minister of self-reliance. Okay. Minister of self-reliance. And his job was exactly that. Eh? You know, where the school doesn't have to hire people to slash the compounds. So the school itself, what? Minister of self-reliance. I think in your days it was Okaka. There was a girl called Okaka. Do you remember Okaka? Ah, yeah, yeah, bad guys. Okaka. Even the name, you know. You know, NSO, he got me. Anyway, but let's leave. NSO, he got me. All right. Then I gave him a fake name. I remember there was a guy in my class who had gone to home. Erima Godwin. Okay, so I told him I'm called Erima. Actually, he grabbed me with another guy called Chimela Roman. Okay, so Chimela also, we told him a name of some other guy. So he went. Now, I think the following day or something like that, he came. Prep time at night, looking for us. Where's Erima Godwin? Erima Godwin, home. He went for what about who? So a big guy, that guy you see, he wasn't exactly a nice guy. So he started. You know, man, I was still, man, I was grabbed. I was taken to the HSC block. You know, taken to the HP's office. Now you're like a small guy, like a small kid, senior 2. Now be senior 5s. You know that like a small room, be senior 5s are all the, you're the man. No, you don't have anyone to save you. So they told me now, you first go and call the other guy. This other guy, we don't know his name. You are with him, so go and call him. He had cut preps, so he was in what? In the dormitory. So, man, I went, go to the dormitory, you know, I told Chimela, now they need you. They have told me I shouldn't go back without you. Do you know what this guy told me? He's like, those are yours. For me, I'm not going. Man, it was bad. Eh? Okay, what I'm trying to say, I know Catholics and I go, I know a guy. He was a minister of what? Religious affairs. And one of his jobs, of course, was to, you have to make sure that chapel is in order on Saturday, you know, for mass on Sunday. Okay, so you have to make sure what the altar, what, you know, those things. So this guy was minister of religious. So Saturday, now, he had heard rumors from some students that in that chapel, somewhere, if on the pulpit, over altar, what? There is a human bone. I'm telling you, a bone. So now this guy, when he was what means of religious affairs, so, you know, he decided to investigate, you know, to find out whether it's true. So while he was there, arranging for Sunday mass, he went, what, you know, open my, the guy told me he saw the bone. This is what I'm telling you, man, you go slow with what? Madam, if you're a Catholic, I'm not against you. For me, I'm preaching my own things. Okay? The guy is a bone. Relics, you know, Man, the Catholics, you go, so does this matter thing, You're like, but is it really, did they really die? You know, Okay, now, so go to me. I realize, I'm going to talk about the cross. How people have to die for the Lord. Okay, when he gives them an assignment, you know, then to come to miss, you know, matters there. Okay, now, right now I'm doing cover to cover. Okay, I bought a Bible recently. Okay, that it's called a 1 year chronological reading plan. It is not in order like, you know, Genesis, Exodus, you know, you understand? It is chronological. Okay? Meaning that if I gave you this Bible and I told you to look for Ezekiel chapter 34, you might think it is where it is, but when it is not. So you find Ezekiel 34, then Jeremiah 33. Because at that time, those guys were, you know, it is chronological. You understand? Eh? Like when you read Acts, eh? Somewhere in Acts like 12, okay, you now get into Corinthians. But you haven't finished Acts. Because at that point, okay, Paul was writing to the, you know what I mean? Eh? It's a wonderful thing, man. Eh? And so I've been reading. Now, this morning, you know, because I prepared what to preach yesterday, so I was like, this morning, let me do the bit I'm supposed to do today. Okay? Now, I was shocked, okay, by what I was reading for the day. Do you know what it was? Daniel chapter 3. Okay? And Daniel chapter 3 was the first, you know, chapter to read for the day. And I was shocked, man. This Daniel 3 talks about Daniel's three friends. Eh? Shadrach, Meshach, and who? Abednego. How they were thrown into a fiery furnace. Okay? For refusing to bow down to what? An idol. And you understand? Exactly a matter thing, isn't it? Then I was like, now. So it got to, you know, like I couldn't run away from me. You understand? Eh? It was like God was like, yeah, tell them about dying for me. You understand? Eh? Tell them about martyrdom. That martyrdom is the way to the throne. And if you're not willing to die for the Lord, okay, you cannot sit, okay, on those thrones. Are you listening to me? Okay? So you should start counting the price. Eh? Okay? You should start listening to yourself, what you say, what you sing. Eh? Okay? And if you realize that, and your level, synergy to ukako, then you ask God for grace. Say, I want it, but tight, help me. Do you understand? Eh? Just like Rick Joyner, in the final quest, remember, Jesus asked him that, you see, some thrones, eh? He told him, some thrones are empty. Okay? And Jesus told him that, do you want one of them? And Rick Joyner said, yes. Then he asked for the grace to enable him to do what will qualify him to sit on the throne. Glory be to God. All right? Hey, man. Yeah, really. I wouldn't want to be known as a Pentecostal guy who on 3rd June, I'm also preaching the same word as what? Was a Catholic guy. Who said, now, you see, you guys have become Catholics. Now, it matters. You also now, you know, but anyway, it is, you know, and I've showed you how, you know, the sermon came about. Do you understand? Eh? All right. So that means it is very what? Serious. It is very what? Serious. Eh? Okay. In Daniel chapter 3 from verse 16, you remember? They're supposed to bow down to an idol and they jam. Eh? Okay. So he said that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Okay, we have no need. Eh? You're wasting our time. Okay? If that is the case, eh? Okay? Because he's telling them that I'm going to throw in fire, he says that if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery, you know that, eh? And say, he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you. Can you imagine? Eh? You're speaking to Museveni. Eh? Say, I'm not going to do it. Eh? I'm going to vote FDC. You understand? Eh? And you see, eh? Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image you have set. And the story goes on, they were thrown in the fire. Now, how many of you, right now, how many of you, if they came and rounded us off right now, how many of you would be what? Willing to what? To be burned. You understand? Man, these things are very what? Serious. Okay? Now, for most of you, that privilege of being burned with, will not come. You remember, it's a privilege, I hope you know that with suffering, suffering for the Lord is a great honor. You know that? Let's read the final quest again, okay? You remember, at a certain point, Rejoiner got to the top of the mountain, all right? Then he was told that you got at the top by your works of faith, okay? Then he was told that now you're going to be given the honor of suffering. He said, basically, I'm saying, you didn't suffer to get up here. It was just faith. Now they told him, now you're going to go back, to the bottom, and be given the privilege, the honor of suffering for the cause of Christ. And that will, and actually, it seemed like it implied that actually that is actually a shorter, route to the top. Suffering. Not for stupidity, there's a difference. Suffering for what? Stupidity, No. Suffering for the cause of Christ. You're there serving the Lord and you suffer. Okay? You're there trying to please the Lord, doing what he told you to do, and you are persecuted. You're there in the service of the master, and the devil who comes after you. You understand? Apparently, it's a great honor. Hallelujah. It's a great what? All right? The chibokos you get, the wounds, which will turn into scars. Okay, those scars are badges of honor. That is why, you remember, in heaven, those scars, people now like the paws, the chibokos, which they gave them, they still have them. And they are badges of honor. That's why I think it was in Galatians or Corinthians, where Paul told these guys that, man, stop bothering me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord. He was talking about scars. You see, I bear in my, of course, that's what he said, but it was implied. Say, I bear in my body the marks, the scars. Okay? Apparently, that's why Jesus, in heaven, he still has scars, that he got on the cross. You remember? When he rose, Thomas was like, I want to see the scars, show me. This glorified body had scars. You say, when you get healed, you get completely healed. There'll be no ukamogo, no scars. That's a lie. All right? If there are scars you got for the sake of the Lord, there will be badges of honor. You understand? Medals. Glory be to God. So suffering for the sake of the Lord is an honor. Glory be to God. Okay? Martyrdom, is the what? The way to the throne. Revelation 3. Glory be to God. This is not a nice sermon. But God knows that anything can handle it. Because most of you, by the mere fact that you're still here, you are a serious chap. Glory be to God. Okay, let me say something. These days I dream. And Of course, some of you, your hearts are still in a place where they're not supposed to be. Okay? There's a lady here, eh? You know, I dreamt in the week. I was warning you that run away from that person. And you ignored me while I, you know, and God will say, you see that one, eh? Her heart is still there. You see, eh? Okay? You see, eh? Yeah. But what was I saying? What was I saying? Anyway, Matadom is the way to the what? The throne. It's not Chujuliana, eh? It's not the worship team. None in the worship team. Eh? Okay, so don't worry. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What does it say? This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, apostles. Say, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be what? Witnesses unto me. I learned from Rick Joyner. Okay, how many of you want to be witnesses unto the Lord? All of you, I guess. Okay, how many of you are witnesses? You witness for the Lord, you know? You tell people about Jesus. Most of you do, sometimes. Okay? Now, I got to learn from Rick Joyner some years ago that this word witness, okay, it should also have been translated as matter. All right? The Greek, okay, it is also the word matters. So Jesus was telling these guys, and for them, they knew it, what he meant. Not like us now, who we have, you know, we have different understanding of words. The apostles knew it. Say, he said that you shall be matters unto me. So these guys knew that man, even to be a kufar, this is what we have signed up for. Witnesses. So, I advise you, every time you're reading your Bible, cover to cover, you know, chronological, you know, make sure you don't get on what? Acts 1a. Just jump over it. Until you say, Kati, now I can hear. Matters. All right? I'm not into these things of Greek, what, Hebrew, what, but this is very what? Matters, witnesses unto me. I'm telling you, you guys, you have to know what you signed up for. Okay? Right now, the whole church, we're all preaching this feel good, you know, Every car is suffering, for the cause of Christ, You know, sure, even when it's not suffering, God just tells you, do for me this. Do for me this. And then you have all 1,000 actually known to you. Every day they tell you, always come up with something. Now, if just doing something which, it doesn't even teach you, if you can't do it, then how can you say you are even a martyr, a witness? You think witnessing just saying some way, man, Jesus died for you. It is more than that. It is being ready to die. Okay? You might not be stoned, you might not be shot at, but you have to die to whatever, you know, You understand? What Catherine Kuhlman used to call dying to self for the sake of the Lord. Glory be to God. All right? Witnesses, get to know it now, today. That if you really call yourself a witness, check yourself and ask, am I willing to die for the Lord? It didn't have to be a physical death, by the way. But man, dying to your comfort. Okay? Dying to how you want to use your money, then God tells you, no. Glory be to God. matters. Hallelujah. Okay? How many of you are matters? Huh? Or you're first waiting to be taken to Namgong, then you're like, I'm a matter. Okay? If you're calling yourself a witness for the Lord, then you're what? A matter. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 31. Paul said, he said that I die daily. Glory be to God. He says, I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ our Lord. Remember our Lord, eh? Okay? Now, from now onwards, when you read the Bible, especially the New Testament, and you find Lord, get to think about it. It's not just our Lord, our God. No. Oh, God, yeah, you know, even witch doctors know that there's God. Even the devil knows there's God. They acknowledge, yeah? But the only difference is that it is Lord. He's not their master. All right? So anyway, he says, I affirm. Eh? Then say, I die daily. You understand? Every day he dies. He's a matter. He's a witness. He dies daily. Glory be to God. So, martyrdom is not a one-day thing where they ban you, they shoot you for the sake of the gospel. You understand? Eh? But there's also this thing where you die daily. And apparently, this might actually be more difficult. Eh? Because just imagine a guy just come, yes or no, I shoot. So okay, you shoot, go to heaven. Eh? And of course, when you die, you won't feel pain, isn't it? Because you're dead. All right? That man is easy. But if now God is saying, now you're going to die, for the next 360 days, you're going to be dying every day. Isn't that harder? I'm not saying that they chop off one finger. You die. No. Dying to your desires. Dying to your plans. God says, tell that one about the gospel. Like, but God, they will think, do for me this work. You understand? Then you are like, God, man, it's dying. They say, I want you to do it. And my grace is available for you to do it. And say, okay. That is dying. But God, people are not going to love me, This guy is giving me business. If I get out of their group, my whole life is around this group. When you check my WhatsApp things, it's my whole life, Now I get out, that's death. Because you're going to die to your life, All your covers, all the nonsense you post on Facebook, you understand? Eh? That's for your life. And God said, now I want you to die. Because the moment you get out, it's like, now I don't have anyone else now to WhatsApp with, you understand? Eh? Now, the Portuguese, we used to go there with these people now. You understand? Eh? That's death. That's death, man. Eh? And that's what you signed up for. For your own information. Glory be to God. If you can't do that, if you can't do that, to die to these things, this your half friend, and maybe in the next year to come, you're no longer friends. If you can't die to this relationship that might end next month, how do you expect to see it on the throne? How do you expect to see it? On the same row with Paul. Okay? I just want you to count the cost of these things, what? You talk about price, the rewards, heaven, and you know. You have to be a witness. You have to be a martyr. You must be willing to die daily. Okay? Die to your desires. Okay? When the only agenda you have is to do the bidding of the Lord. Okay? You just don't wake up one morning and say, Unjagala kola masters. Your Lord hasn't told you. just can't sing now to marry that guy. He has a cute nose. You have to ask the master, is he, is she? Do you understand? Okay? You just don't marry anyone. You just don't get married to anyone. Okay? You just don't go to any church. You just don't go to any fellow. You just don't. Do you know what it means to be a slave? You can ask African Americans. Ugandans don't know what a slave is. Just like Americans don't know what a king is. They have never had kings, you understand? So they don't know. Do you think anyone, where you're a president, wakumanyira, you can abuse a president, but in the States, you can whatever. Trump is there and you abuse him and there's no case. There's a guy who told me that when I was in the States, my first week, where it was my third day. You know, it was 4th of July, so we went, of course, to see fireworks. So the guy told me, man, this country, you can abuse. That time it was George W. Bush. He told me, this country, you can abuse Bush there and what? You have no case. You see, but now you don't do that in a kingdom. So Americans don't have what? An understanding of kingship, a kingdom. They think even to be a what? Even you guys, you think the kingdom is for voting, it was more votes. That is, it is good for now, but it is, when you think about kingdom, it is rubbish. Democracy is rubbish, you know? Okay, in the perspective of kingdom understanding. Glory be to God. That is why you can shout how what this political candidate, you give all the merit, and God says, yeah, I know all those things you're saying, but Nzenjagalon. And he doesn't give you reasons. You understand? And you can choose and not to give God's choice. And you get what you want. But simply because you got what you wanted does not necessarily mean that that was God's choice. How can you? Just imagine if you have a country, you know, a population of 100 people, okay? 80% are God haters. You understand? They will evidently give what? Then you say, you see the majority, you saw that say God's choice, 80%, 80. How can you say you're God's choice and you got 20? Because just the population is full of fools. People who, you know, God haters. Do you understand? Now that is with democracy for you. Okay, so with God, it's not about numbers. I understand that. And that is why actually some people are fooled. They think numbers mean God. God is like, those are yours. Hallelujah. You know, So Paul said, I do what? I die daily. Jesus told the apostles that you be witnesses unto me matters. And you know what a matter is. Okay? You be ready to die anytime. Glory be to God. You're not glad that you came to church today. Hallelujah. After a year, you're going to go back and listen to what? Joe Austin, so that he can more inspire you. Because pastor didn't make us feel nice, you understand? Now, yet I need motivation. Life is tight. Life could be tight because you're being given the honor to suffer. You do not tell you what the suffering you're going through, it's an honor. You know. Joe Austin, I don't know what time is on. Amen? Yeah, but you can't find out. Okay? In Mark, Matthew chapter 10, verse 2 to 4, okay? There's a list of the 12 apostles of the Lord. All right? Do you know, of course, Judas Iscariot, who killed himself. Okay? John, the apostle, was the last one to die. All right? And he died a natural death, old age. But before he died, he had been put in boiling oil, and he didn't die. Okay? Now, the remaining 10 were all martyred. All of them. The remaining 10. So, do you really think you qualify to sit with those guys? When a simple instruction, do for me this, God is not even sending you to people who might kill you. And man, your whole world, what? Do for me this. Sing for me in the what? In the worship team. Then Juliana gives you an instruction which, you know, it whatever's your ego. Then you opt out. And then you think you're going to sit with Paul on his throne. Okay? What if they entered in here? Nibagamba kati mwena mwena abawadde bayimiridde wano. You understand? You're going to the gallows. As in all of you have been worship team. You understand? If Juliana, your ego, your pride was spanked by her instruction, I'm not talking about you because you're all coward. You understand? If it was, then it means if guys entered in and about Galabade by Milide one, man, for you say, for me, I'm not even born again. It is my friend who brought me to this church. You know, for me, I'm not even born again. Then you're like, I'm going to lie, and after here, I'll go and tell God that I'm sorry, God, but man, things were tight. You also know, you also saw, God, why don't you see? I'm telling you, you know, there's a verse I read many years ago when I just got in, saved. It is somewhere in what? In Jeremiah. It says something like, if you have failed to run like with footmen. He said that, how are you going to handle with horsemen? You know, the scripture that kind, if bagay abokubigele bakulemye, they were about horsemen. I really think about that scripture. If, again, if you haven't been faithful with the list, you understand? They're not, you know, if this is just an instruction, do for me this. Write for me this. Talk to my behalf. Talk to someone on my behalf about this. And you freak out. You know, you are not thrown material. Okay? How many want those thrones? Maybe I'm speaking to a wrong crowd. You know, that thing of the prize of the high calling. It sounds cute, The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? We preachers, we say it. It sounds cool. But I don't know how many preachers really want. You know, the prize. For that prize. Glory be to God. Amen? So, all of them did what? Okay? Who is the first apostle there? Simon Peter. Simon Peter was crucified. Okay. Actually, he begged, he's like, you guys, I can't die the same way my master died. I don't qualify for that. Please, you know, crucify me upside down. And they honored that. You know? Okay. Who is the next one? Andrew, his brother. It says, tradition says that Andrew was scourged and then tied rather than nailed, to a cross, so that he would suffer for a longer time before dying. Okay? He lived for 2 days, during which he preached to passers-by. He's on the cross tied, so that it can really be painful. Okay? Those are the guys you want to sit with. Ingatai sekulemia. Dying to your money, you know. And you really think. Honestly, remember? Wednesday, I was thinking about these things and I'm like, Banange, this man, these things are tight. But I told God, but I still want, the throne. Help me. You understand? There's something that I can't do, But I was like, but I still want the throne. You know, Who is the next one? James. James is talked about in Acts 12, He was killed with a sword. Killed with a sword. Actually, it also says that after he was arrested and led to a place of execution, his unnamed accuser was moved by his courage. The willingness to die. He was moved by that. He not only repented, and converted on the spot, but asked to be executed alongside James. And even him, they honored that. He was also executed. You can see how matters actually inspire people. You want an inspirational message? Read about matters. Instead of these few, I'm going to start to read. There's a book called Fox's Book of Matters. You have heard about it? That means that LAT, we are doing badly. My church doesn't know that book about matters. So anyway, that's how what? He died. And inspired what? His accuser. And guys say, man, he converted when he saw the courage of this guy. And he says, man, also me, they kill me. And he was killed. Who is the next one? John. You all know what John is. For him, it was a natural death, but at a certain point, he was put in what? Boiling what? Because of his stance, kulemelako on the gospel. He was exiled to the island of what? Patmos. How many of you are willing to do whatever alone? In those days, colonialists, when you're making noise here in Central Buganda, federal, what they will do to you? They will just get you and take you to Karamoja. And you shout from there. Your political career finished. The Kabaka was first taken over some over Ethiopia, then Seychelles, some of you just apologize immediately. I won't shout any more of these things. Being, again, that thing of isolation, people always want to be part of it. Now, sometimes what you have to die to is, and people are not willing to say, man, my friends, you can't do what John did, and you think you can sit all, with him? No way. Glory be to God. I don't know where this message is good for kids like Elizabeth. There's Alana. But maybe the earlier they hear these things, the better. Dying for what? Who is the next one? Philip. Now this one. Philip, tradition says that he converted the wife of a Roman proconsul. Yamubu yenjili na achuka. In retaliation, the proconsul had Philip arrested and crucified. You guys want to preach to people's wives. General's wives. Some of you fear, man. That chick, her dad is a soldier. Man, a bishop, which is a Muslim, the dad, man, might kill you and say, let me preach to Anglicans. Who already want to get saved anyway? And you think you will sit with Philip? Who is the next one? You can call him Bart. So in one account, impatient idolaters, beat and then crucified him. While in another account, they say he was skinned alive, and then beheaded. as they are skinning you, you can say now, okay, I have stopped these things. I'm no longer. But they skin you until the end and say, I am not recanting. You understand? I'm not switching. You want to be witnesses? Okay. Always remember, witness means what? A matter. Paul said, I die daily. Okay. Who is the next one? This guy. Okay. Loved by Joseph. He was pierced through with the spears of four soldiers. Okay. Witnesses. Who is the next? Matthew was stabbed to death. Who is the next? James, the son of who? Say it well. James, father? Be bold, you understand? If you can't be bold on pronouncing this name, really, how will you be bold when they say, Jesus or Allah? You'll be like, then you start stammering. When everyone who knows you knows that you have never stammered. You know, no, this name has, you know, you fade on this name. No, but you're on the spot. Eh? Okay? Okay? Anyway, so that guy was beaten and stoned and then killed by hitting him on the head with a club. All right? Now you can understand why we sang and we're going to sing, I Pledge Allegiance. Okay? So you instrumentalists, make sure you sing it well. So that you can inspire people to sign up as witnesses. Glory be to God. Okay, who is the next one? Okay, that one. He was also crucified. Simon the Zealot of the Canaanite was killed after refusing to give sacrifices to the sun god. Okay? 10 out of 12. Remember, one guy killed himself. Okay? So now we can say there were 11. Okay? Another one, just, I don't know how it happened, but he just couldn't die in boiling, you know. But was also, in a sense, martyred. But somehow, for some reason, okay? Which maybe Ukraiso Akilome knows. Some of these things are just what? Opinions. Okay. Glory be to God. Amen. They were all matters. And God is telling us that is the way, okay, to the throne. You understand? Being a witness, being a matter, okay, being ready to die daily. Dying to your desires, dying to your opinions, dying to your plans, dying to all your 10-year plans. Glory be to God. And you say, man, only your will, Father. Hallelujah. Okay? Being ready, okay, to do his will, to obey him. Hallelujah. Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, I guess. You know, it talks about Jesus. What does it say? It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He's supposed to be our example. Who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. That just means that he gave up some things. He died to some things. Okay, he's date, you know. So he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. Are you seeing it? A bond servant has no rights. A bond servant only has responsibilities, no rights. Are you listening to me? This right thing, most of it is carnal. Okay? Alright? Slaves don't have rights. Slaves, you wake up and you say, what am I supposed to do today? And you do it in any way your master chooses that you do it. Do it in the way that you choose. All right? So, bond servant, and he came in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Okay? Because God was his Lord. So he became obedient to the point of death. You remember? It says, let this mind be in you. You understand? You should have the same mindset as Jesus. He became obedient to his Lord to the point of death. Obedience necessitated death. You understand? Eh? And he went for it. But it wasn't easy. You remember? It wasn't easy. You remember at one time, man, you know? The Bible says he sweated blood, you know? Eh? Okay. It wasn't easy. Eh? And was like, man, you know, he wished that cup of suffering would be passed away from him. Eh? You remember? It wasn't easy. Eh? So God knows that some of the things he tells you to do are not easy. But he's like, you can make it. You can do it by my grace. Okay? And then you see that angels came and strengthened him. You know? And those same angels are there to strengthen you. To obey. Yeah? To strengthen you. To die. Glory be to God. That's what it is. They are there to strengthen you to die. I'm not going to lie to you. They are not bringing prosperity. Okay? They will bring it, you know, when that's what is supposed to be brought. All right? Sometimes, yeah. But sometimes they are bringing you the ability to die. It's the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is the truth and the total truth. I don't want to hear these things, but what? You see? Okay? I'm also, just like you, I'm also working for a throne, man. So I have to tell you unpleasant things. Okay? Like I said once, I don't want to also sit next to Kenneth Hagin. And we don't have, okay, we all have scars, what, you know? But no kabozi. He's talking about McKinney, Texas, you know, if you've listened to Hagin, where I grew up, you know? And then that's a kabozi for me, chiwa, tole, wa, you know? No kabozi, I mean. So we guys should, chiwa, tole guys should also come and what? That's why, you know, I have to tell you these, what? These things that don't sound nice, but they are the way to the throne. Glory be to God. So he became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Okay? That death on the cross. But I hope you know that Jesus was naked on the what? On the cross. These pictures you see with a cloth around his loin, that's a lie. Okay? People are just trying to be nice. Not to be so, whatever I call it, vulgar. You understand? The truth of the matter is, actually, Hebrews 12 says that he despised the shame of the cross. What was the shame of the cross? One of the things was being on the cross naked. That's shame. Eh? But it says that he despised it. Okay? So because he died, he obeyed to death. What does it say? Verse 9. It said, therefore, okay, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name. You understand? He's seated on the greatest throne. Why? He obeyed, and his obedience necessitated death. He did that, and that's why he's on the throne. So how else you, how are you going to do it? If your master, you remember he says, Revelation 3, 21, he says, I overcame and sat down with my father on his throne. Eh? How did you overcome? This. Then he said, you also who overcome, you sit with me on my throne. That means you have to overcome the way he overcame so that you can sit on the throne he's sitting on. You understand? Okay? And this overcoming necessitated death. It is that simple. How to get to the what? Your friend, you are there freaking out to do something just because of your what? Like a friend, your next meal is not even dependent on that person, and you're there trying to please a human. Remember? It says, the fear of man does what? Brings a snare. You know, you are in a snare, you can't move to the throne. You've captured, a snare. That's my interpretation for today, the snare. You can't move to the what? The throne. So, Jesus, he was given a name that is above every other name. Glory be to God. And that his name, every knee shall what? Shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God. How many want thrones? How many want the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? You understand? It takes death. It takes suffering. You understand? It takes persecution. Jesus never promised anyone that things will be nice. That is just this messed up gospel. You understand? He didn't say that. He said that in this world, you will have tribulation. But he says, be of good cheer, I have overcome. Glory be to God. So if you really want a crown, get to know quickly what the price is. It involves suffering. It involves doing things you don't want to do, things which are going to cost you a lot, but you have to do them if you want a what? Glory be to God. As we end, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, it says, this is Paul, he says that, I want to know him, I want to know Jesus, and the power of his what? Resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. How many of you have ever prayed that prayer? I want to know the fellowship of your sufferings. We're all praying for what? Give me a revelation. And to have out-of-body experience. Paul was beyond that. He took it higher. Say, and to know the fellowship of your sufferings. Then he says, being conformed to your death. Being what? Conformed to your death. He says, I want this. Now for us, we're freaking out of any kind of discomfort. Your friend WhatsApps you this thing. For me, I don't know about what, you're there, you can't stand for the Lord, you can't stand for truth. Fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Of course, Paul was going to heaven. So the resurrection of the dead he's talking about is that on that day when all of us shall be resurrected and there will be rewards to be given out. That's what Paul was going for. And he wasn't going for just small rewards. He was going for the highest. Verse 14 says, 14 to 15, it says, I press toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the prize of the high calling, KJV, Then he says, therefore, let as many as are mature have this mind. As many as are what? Mature, have this mind. The mind to go for the prize of the high calling. The mind to understand that it takes, being conformed to his death. You understand? fellowshipping together with him in his sufferings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
To the Lamb, with all my strength.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.